Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Episode 13. My name is Victoria Washington, and today we're going to talk about project-based learning. Project-based learning is a method of teaching students how to use knowledge and skills to investigate and respond to real, engaging, and complex questions or problems. Project-based learning is an effective way to develop and learn deeper competencies that are required to be successful in college, a chosen career, or life in general. Project-based learning can be used to break up boring and meaningless teaching and replace it with projects that engage students into providing real-world relevance for learning. These skills are extremely important for the 21st century classroom and workplace, and may also be in college. To be successful in any of these areas, it requires more than just basic knowledge and skills. Project-based learning can teach students how to learn, take the initiative and responsibility, build their self-confidence, build cooperation skills, solve the world's problems, communicate ideas, and manage themselves more effectively. I have effectively used project-based learning in my classroom as a way to get my students out of that comfort zone. And I have encouraged them to step into a new level of learning, to meet life's problems head on, and to work cooperatively to find plausible solutions to make a better future for the world in which we live. To set up the framework for implementing project-based learning, ask the following questions. What skills do students need to achieve success on this project? What skills must be explicitly taught? How will you create opportunities for students to learn and practice these skills? Be sure to include feedback and revision. Emphasize to students that you learn from mistakes and to continue to revise until your goal is attained. Project-based learning is not just for students, but it is also for teachers, parents, and the communities in which we live. During project-based learning, students are encouraged to take responsibility for their groups and organize and direct the learning process with support from peers and teachers. There are five keys to rigorous project-based learning. 1, make real-world connections. Also, connect the core to learning. Use structured collaboration, student-driven, make sure they are student-driven, and use multifaceted assessments. For a successful project-based learning unit, incorporate the following ideas. Set clear and defined goals. Overplan to be sure everything is covered. Hold the students accountable. Set up and hold concrete deadlines. Share rubrics with students in advance. And constantly reflect on your methods. Following these important steps will help to facilitate success with project-based learning. Another important aspect of project-based learning is getting to know the whole child. This is one of the cornerstones of personalized learning and is extremely important to developing students to effectively use project-based learning. As a teacher, you have to get to know your students and build that personal connection with them. Once this bond is formed, the rest is a rather easy process. I have developed these types of relationships with my students, and I have discovered many hidden talents, strengths, and weaknesses as a result. It is so amazing as an educator to see the outcome when students have discovered new and exciting information as a result of using project-based learning. Assessments are also key to produce project-based learning projects. Be sure to use pre-assessments and also ongoing formative assessments for those can provide excellent information on student progress, what exactly students need, and how as educators we can empower them in the learning process. It may be very helpful to use scaffold questioning to support students by targeting specific material and by asking deeper and more difficult questions. Teachers should provide tools, for example, question stems, models for asking the right questions when appropriate, using leveled questions, and or graphic organizers. The five whys can also be used as great tools for scaffold questions. One awesome benefit is students can ultimately own the questions and can personalize their own projects based on their answers. Some final things that can be done: align the standards or outcomes, be extremely flexible in how you use and help students reach those learning objectives, provide students with planning forms that include calendars, task lists, and graphic organizers. These are some keys that I want you to remember. Don't be afraid to relinquish control to the students and allow these students to explore their own passions and learning. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.